Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I'm your host and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, I have prepared for you an amazing show with an amazing, gorgeous, beautiful, very interesting guest. And before I bring my guest on, I just wanted to make sure that I take my couple of minutes, my 5 minutes, I'll try to make it less, but to thank my audience, to thank my listeners. My goodness, we have so many people listening to us all over the world. We have about 38 countries. We have people listening in Europe, in Africa, in South America, here obviously in North America, Canada, and the U.S. We have people listening, my goodness, Jamaica. The place is the emails and the comments that I receive on social media and also on my email is phenomenal. Thank you for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada, the Lizzie T Radio Show, and also the Lizzie T Video Show. That our YouTube channel has been getting a lot of commotion, a lot of attention, and I have to say that it is not because of me, it's not because of the work that I do per se. It's mostly day after day, we get amazing guests. We have people that are here to tell their story, people to share their knowledge, people that are writers like we have today. We have people that are into coaching and teaching. My goodness, the variety is humongous. And that's really what the show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And that's what we are focusing on. That's the theme song. That's the theme of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And we want to make sure that you get properly promoted, properly talked, properly advertised, whatever the word is. We want to make sure that you are the center of the attention. And I'm hoping that I can do that with my guest. Also, before I bring her on, I just don't want to forget that we've been getting quite a wanting to sponsor the show. So thank you so much, naturenova.ca. Also, we have, I have to make sure that I read it properly, Business on a Box. Also, we had Meister, which is an amazing company that you're able to go online, book yourself a personal assistant to take care of your home, to clean up, to organize it. They're amazing. I had them on the show, so now they are our official sponsors. Also, we have Alka Total Fitness. And last but not least, I do not want to forget another sponsor. And I will have the commercials right after the interview. So thank you very much for sponsoring the show. Without you, it's possible without your sponsorship. So thank you so much again that you trust us for your show to be mentioned here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Your business will be mentioned, definitely. Commercial will be played. Also, this is a radio show, so right after the interview, we have our musical section. We've been getting tons of submissions. We have a lot of people wanting to have their music exposed here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. We love to play your gospel, your rap, your jazz, your opera. It doesn't matter what it is. We here and we love to support you. We love to play your songs. Just one thing, make sure that it's PR rated. We've been getting a couple of submissions, and the more I say this, it looks like the more we're getting submissions that unfortunately will not be able to play it here. This is a family show. We have people listening. We have kids listening. And so we want to make sure that it stays that way, it stays PR rated. Let me see what else. I wanted to pause a little bit as well. Some of you are aware that my husband went through surgery, and my Facebook is bombarded with best wishes, prayers, thoughts, and emails with this. I really needed to mention this because I'm not able to get to everyone with all the wishes and with all the good support. So thank you very, very much. Your prayers definitely have been amazing for us. We've been going through a little bit of rough times in here, but that's how it is. That's how it's life. And thank you again for your support and for your best wishes. And I think we are, our housekeeping is pretty much taken care of. Our time and our clock is running, and looks like we are pretty much set to go with our guests. And my theme music should be playing. There it is.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
It should be playing soon. So her name is Sheila Mitchell. She is a children's author. One of my favorite topics of all. To be able to interview a children's author is the most important thing in life. Reason being, everyone, is because our children are not just the future, our present. If we cultivate the intelligence and we give them that, we will have amazing adults. And authors like Sheila are the ones that I love to talk to and love to find out more about what got her interested in this type of writing. I hear that she's a retired lady, and she also is pretty much dedicating herself to writing more books. And I had the opportunity and privilege to meet her. She is a sweet, sweet, sweet lady. I wish she could be my grandmother. But let's hear from her. Let's invite her on. Let's welcome her with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Sheila, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you today?
Hello and hello. Thank you, Lizzie. I am doing very fine today.
Awesome, awesome. So let's get started. And I love to play a little game. I always play here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. There are two questions. What is your favorite thing to do when you're not writing books, when you're not looking after your grandchild? And what's your favorite thing to drink?
Actually, I also do crochet. So when I'm not looking after my grandson and when I'm not reading, I'm actually doing crochet. My favorite, what would I say? My favorite.
Your favorite pastime, yes.
Yes, yes. And my favorite thing to drink would be, I love herb teas, actually, all kinds of herb teas.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. That's a good, you're a good player. You're very good. And I can see you doing crochet because you're so peaceful. You're so, you like to have your quiet moment, and I can see crocheting and knitting. It definitely could be your cup of tea, and no pun intended. I figured you like tea as well. One of my favorite drinks is actually roseberry tea. So that's one of my favorite. I'm drinking lemonade tea today. So nice and awesome. So were you always, Sheila, were you always a writer? Do you always like to write books and never actually came up and you know, had the opportunity to publish your own book? Or this is something that you discover later on in life? Now that you are retired, now that you are a grandmother, you thought, maybe writing a book is a good idea. So how did this all start?
Actually, as a little girl, I was always an avid reader. But the last 10 years, I actually started to write poetry. So I dedicated myself to writing poetry. But I had never really thought of writing a children's book. But I started to look after my grandson 2 years ago. And I had decided that I would journal activities that myself and him were sharing together. So that's what I did. And out of that came the idea that I should actually make this into a children's book. So I decided that I would, you know, get some more information. And fortunately, I met, through reading, a young lady by the name of Jessica Alex, and connected
and
with her.
And that's how it all got started.
Yes.
and good for you for being awake to that calling, because it could have been you just wanting to read and discover new things. And as a retiree, you probably think, oh, crochet is all I want to do and look after my grandson, and that's pretty much it. But no, here you are following a dream or a desire in your life to write a children's book. And this is a pretty, very interesting book, because it's really what you go through every day with your own grandchild. So the book is what's the name of the book?
It's called I Love You, Grandma.
Oh, I love it. Awesome. And so pretty much it's the idea of you taking care of your grandson and what he would tell you and how he sees the world. So what are the ages for the book, Sheila?
Actually, it's from 0 to approximately 4 years old.
Awesome. This is so good, because I find that a lot of grandmothers that have that look after their child, they probably have pretty amazing stories. They have pretty great stories to tell, but I don't think a lot of them do what you do, put it in paper, and not only that, decided to write a book about it. Now, when your family, your grandson's mother or a friend of yours heard of you, a retiree, with all the time for you to just dedicate yourself to your grandson or your crochet or maybe shopping or maybe volunteer at a community center, they heard you saying, hey, I think I'm going to have a children's book. What was the reaction of your friends and family members?
Actually, my daughter and her hubby, they were quite excited, actually. They were very quite excited, and they thought it would be a very good idea. They said, just go for it, you know.
Good for you. So you had a lot of support
from friends
and family members. And I see that there are some pictures on social media or on the internet. You also had a book lunch, which was phenomenal. You had a lot of people come in and purchasing your book.
Yes.
Awesome. So what was the reaction of the idea? What are the reviews that you get from your book?
Well, actually, I do have a Facebook page, and I've done quite a few readings, and there were some great reactions from my friends, actually, and my relatives. They were so happy that I had decided to write this book, and they thought it was amazing, you know. My friends, they thought it was very amazing that I could, you know, write a book at this time of my life.
And about your grandson's life as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Yes. So are we stopping here now that you got a little bit of the taste of it? Do you stop right here, or do you think maybe I have it in me to write a second one? Think about that question. I will cut for a couple of seconds. A word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca.
where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet, ways you would never find or even think of on your own, like where to sell your old iPhone for cash, sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money on the internet.
Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I'm an IT consultant and a busy mom of two. Between long hours at work and spending time with the kids, I have very little time to devote to cleaning our home. That's where I use Maidster's cleaning service. Maidster comes in and takes care of everything, from vacuuming the floors to doing the dishes and even the laundry. They are the best maid service in the Toronto area. As someone in technology, I really appreciate that it's so easy and hassle-free to book their services online, and they're so responsive to their customers. We also do our best to live as naturally and chemical-free as possible, and I love that Maidster accommodates our chemical-free lifestyle by using green cleaning products to clean our home. I am so happy that they've given me my time that I wouldn't use anyone else. If you want high quality and reliable cleaning services, go to www.maidster.com and find out more. Thank you.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm back, everyone. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. We have with us today an amazing author, children's author of the book, I Love You, Grandma. Her name is Sheila Mitchell. And this is a very interesting story, everyone, because this is a lady that had worked and now she's retired. And instead of her just sitting around or I don't know, doing some volunteer work at church or different places, she comes out with an amazing book for children. And that's an awesome story. I think all of us should be doing something like that, something major like that. And when we retire, because that's what I find. A lot of people, they are complacent sometimes. They figured we worked our lives, and now it's time for us to relax. Well, this is a way of relaxing, writing a book. Now, she has a lot of success with this book, and I've seen the social media. I've seen all the commotion that she's creating, and I'm wondering if she is willing to work on a second one, or did she get the taste of it, or this was it, or this was one of the things on her bucket list and is done, and let's move on. What would you say to that question?
Actually, I do have a second one in the making.
Woohoo!
The text is finished, and I'm still waiting on the illustrations. So as soon as the illustrations are finished, then I will be on my way.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. That's phenomenal. That's good. See, you got the taste of it. Now, for our listeners that are listening us to all over the world, and the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info. So where can people find you, Ms. Sheila? Where can people find you? What is your website or your social media for people to get a hold of your book?
Actually, my books are in several bookstores here in Toronto, Canada. I do have a list of these bookstores. The first one is a different book list. That's on Bathurst and Bloor Street in Toronto, 746 Bathurst Street. Then there is Book City, and that's in the Bloor West Village, 2354 Bloor Street West. And then there's another story bookshop, and that's at 315 Roncesvalles in Toronto. And there's Knowledge Bookstore in Brampton. That's 177 Queen Street West in Brampton. My books can be found at those bookstores.
And are people able to order the books online as well?
Not as yet, to be honest. I'm still kind of finding my way through setting up an online bookstore. I'm very new to this thing, and I do have to kind of figure out how to make that happen, which will be very soon.
So I will have, and I know also, Sheila, that you do have social media presence. So you were talking about you have a fan page. So what is the link or for your fan page?
Okay, my page is called Sheila's Literary Works, and that's at Facebook.
Awesome. So I will have the links, everyone, for you to be able to like her on Facebook and follow her as well, and for you to be able to go to those bookstores and get your copy. So the copies are very, very reasonable. They're very fun to read. The artwork is amazing. So can you tell us a little bit about how is it working with the illustrator? Are you what was your experience?
Actually, it was a long process because he's very good illustrator. So, you know, there's a lot of back and forth communication just to make sure that he was doing the job that, you know, the perfect job that he always wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite interesting because he actually gave me a lot of input as to the kind of illustrations that would be more appropriate for my text. And the finished work was phenomenal. Very beautiful, bold colors. Really excellent illustration.
So I have the cover, by the way, on my social media, Facebook.com/Lizzie T Radio, and you're able to see the cover, and she's right. It's just phenomenal, very vivid colors, and it's very fun to look at. I've actually held the book on my hands, and I know it's awesome for kids to be able to go through, flip through it, and the graphics are good work with a publisher. I know that you were saying that you met your publisher, Jess Alex, and you also work with her. The name of the publisher is Upon Star Books. What was your experience to work with a publisher? I mean, you probably never done this before, right? So it is a little bit of a ride. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Actually, my biggest concern really was finding, you know, the right people to work with, the one who were willing to work with an amateur like me. And honestly, Jessica really, really did a wonderful job. She was very patient, very informative, full of information. She was excellent. Working with her was just beautiful. And, of course, the other teams, like the illustrator, my lawyer, my editor, they were really, really good. We all worked as a team to see this book become a reality. Jessica was very great. She was excellent. And even now, she's always finding new ways to create more information for me. She's always finding ways to, you know, to help me launch new ideas, and just wonderful. Just wonderful.
It's really good to be able to work with a very supportive team. So you've got your publisher upon Starbucks, and then you got your illustrator. You have your family behind you. You have the Lizzie T radio show behind you.
Yes.
That's phenomenal. I mean, I think it encourages you, especially obviously it gives you a little bit of encouragement for you to start working on your second book. So good experience are awesome. And obviously you have that. So that's phenomenal. And can you tell us a little bit about your second book? What is your second book about, and what did you get your inspirations on?
Actually, my second book really is about animals and what I did. I wanted to allow, you know, small children to know what kinds of animals there were and the names of these animals. But most of all, I wanted them to know that these animals were created by God. That's my theme.
Wow.
Who made this type of animal? God did. I wanted them to know that these animals were created by God. That's really my goal, was for them to understand that, you know, things were created by God, not only human beings, but animals as well. So I did it into a kind of a rhyming theme and a way of bringing together the different animals, their different characteristics, and the fact that they were created by they were divinely created.
That is beautiful. I love it. I love the theme. And that's very, very bold, too, of you, because and by the way, everyone, this is not a religious show, but I just wanted to stress that people have different ideas or methodology where animals came from. Some people believe in evolution, some people don't. So it's good that you are putting out there your point of view and how you see animals and creation and within the humanity. So that's phenomenal. I can't wait to hear about your second book, and I can't wait to talk about it on the next show. Now, readings. Are you doing a lot of readings with this book right now? Or do you have places, a school that you go to, perhaps libraries, perhaps our audience that are here in Toronto will be able to go to one of your readings with their children?
Well, actually, I did quite a few readings in February during the Black History Week. And I do have, actually, I do have two readings coming up in the next couple of weeks, actually. Would you like to know where those readings
yes,
are?
Yes, please share with the audience. Love to know where you're going to be reading and where you're going to be at.
Okay, one reading is going to be at the Daniel Spectrum Community Center. That's on Saturday, the 21st of May, this Saturday. And there's no time as yet. It's only going to be for half of an hour, but the event is from 4 o'clock till 8 o'clock. So any time in between there will be a reading. And then on the 28th of May at the Harbourfront Center on the Queen's Quay, I'm going to be having a reading at the Barbados on the Waterfront event. And that's going to be from 3:30 to 4 in the Miss Lou's room. That's on the 28th. That will be a Saturday, 28th of May.
Awesome. So if you are looking for something for you to do, so you got 2 days there for you to take your child and meet this amazing lady, take pictures with her, perhaps videotape her reading the book, and get the book, obviously, because she will probably be selling books as well. So there's 2 days this Saturday, again, at Bathurst, you said, this Saturday, the 21st, between...
That will be at the Daniel Spectrum Community Center, and that's at Shooter, at Dundas Street, downtown Toronto.
Awesome. And also at the Harbor Front, one of my favorite places of the whole world, at the Harbor Front Center, she will be there on the 28th, also Saturday between 3:30 and 4. So you have two amazing places that you can pick and choose, that you're looking for something for you to do with your child. This is a great, great opportunity. And you can hear Sheila talking, not only listen to her, but you'll be able to see her and take pictures with her and purchase her and make sure that your child gets an amazing reading by this amazing author. I will cut for a couple of more words of my and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet, ways you would never find or even think of on your own, like where to sell your old iPhone for cash, sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money on the internet.
Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I'm an IT consultant and a busy mom of two. Between long hours at work and spending time with the kids, I have very little time to devote to cleaning our home. That's where I use Maidster's cleaning service. Maidster comes in and takes care of everything, from vacuuming the floors to doing the dishes and even the laundry. They are the best maid service in the Toronto area. As someone in technology, I really appreciate that it's so easy and hassle-free to book their services online, and they're so responsive to their customers. We also do our best to live as naturally and chemical-free as possible, and I love that Maidster accommodates our chemical-free lifestyle by using green cleaning products to clean our home. I am so happy that they've given me my time that I wouldn't use anyone else. If you want high quality and reliable cleaning services, go to www.maidster.com and find out more. Thank you.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Hello, 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 and I'm back, everyone. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. We are here with beautiful, amazing retiree/author. She has a second book on the way, my goodness. And here I'm trying to come up with my very first one. I'll get there one day. And she is already working on her second book. This is amazing. This is somebody that is busy looking after a grandchild and managed to get a book on that time, and now she's working on a second one that should be coming out pretty soon. It's about animals. Love it, love it. So Sheila, for people that are listening to us right now, and they would like to do what you're doing, and writing books and publishing books, because a lot of people could be writing books, but they're not necessarily publishing. I've been writing a book over the last 2 years, but I'm not publishing yet. What is your secret, and what would you advise my audience that perhaps would like to be where you are right now, being able to sell your books and do readings? And what does it take? And maybe one word of advice for if it's in case they're giving up and they're thinking, it's too hard. What would you say to my audience?
Well, for those of who has not started as yet, I would advise them to take time out and do some writing. Write. Just put something down on paper. Because I find that if you wait for the feeling, it will never come. Start writing. The moment you start writing, if it's a passion, the passion will emerge. And for those who have already started something, find a publisher like Jeff. They can help you. They will walk you through that. They will show you things. They will help you. Find someone. Don't just keep it on the shelf or under the table. Find a publisher like Jeff and show it to them and let them help you. Once you show it to someone, someone who's a professional like Jeff, she will allow you to show you how to, he will show you how to get it off the ground. But don't keep it hidden. Too many authors have written work and it's hidden somewhere. No, get it out and show it to someone like Jeff who will be able to give you more advice and more information. That is my advice. I could have let my writing stay under the shelf. I could have let it sit there. But no, I thought, no, I've got to do something. And once I did something, once I showed it to someone, that's where it started. And today I have a published book. I am still amazed that I've published that book. Sometimes it's like a dream come true.
I love your enthusiasm, Sheila, and I love your passion and your love for this. And it's so true. Sometimes we try to wait for the right moment to do something, but there is no such a thing, right? There is no that right moment. It is what it is, and you have to just go with it. And don't let that, I love what you said, don't let that book or that writing be hidden, because somebody needs to hear what you have to say in some sort of way. It could help them. It could motivate them. It could inspire them. It could, like what you're doing with your grandchild, it could give that special connection to that child that they need to. And there's so much. I mean, we can be talking here for the whole day, and to be able to inspire someone through the writing, it's an amazing gift. And some people think that they don't have that gift, but I think everyone has a book inside of them with something that they can tell the world and that they could benefit. I think you're absolutely right. And it's true, too. To find a publisher, it could be Jess Alec with Upon Starbucks, could be someone else, but just find somebody who was willing to help. I find that sometimes people, they want that quick fix. They look for places that are not the best for you. They're there to take your money and nothing happens. So be careful with that. I would like to emphasize that. I would like to pause for that, because you want to be able to have someone that is willing to work with you and not take advantage of you. There is no quick solution. You got to be able to sit down and type or write or use the pen, pencil, whatever it is that it takes. But you definitely have to put some sort of work. And obviously, if you have a good editor or a good publisher, they will do the rest with you and not for you. It's just with you. Do you agree, Sheila?
I agree totally.
Awesome. Awesome. Sheila, it's been so amazing talking to you. You are so passionate. The last little bit there, you pretty much surprised me, because something came out of you just to say it, and I think that was meant to be, for you to inspire somebody out there around the world. We have, like I said, 38 countries listening to us right now. If it's not now, it will be listened later on, because this show is recorded. If you are able, or if we are able, Sheila, or the show is able to inspire you to do something with your life when it comes down to writing, or maybe writing that song that you have cooked up inside of you and somebody needs to hear, or those words that you need to present if you're into public speaking, there's something inside of you that it needs to be shared. Sheila, I want to thank you again for sharing and sharing your expertise and your knowledge with my audience and with the world, and for not sitting the retiree grandmother and doing just crochet or just looking after your son, but you're doing a lot more than that. And kudos to you, congratulations to you, and thank you for being part of this show. Any last word?
Thank you so much, and it was a pleasure.
The pleasure and the honor is all mine, Sheila. Thank you, and make it a fantastic evening.
Thank you.
And that was Sheila Mitchell, everyone, with the book, I Love You, Grandma. Awesome book. Make sure you look it up. We got a couple of addresses there. She's going to be reading this Saturday and also at Harbor Front on the 28th. So I will have those links on my social media for you guys to be able to hook up with this amazing lady. Coming up is our musical section. As I mentioned, we have music because it is a radio show. And our first submission is a lady right here from Toronto, Canada. She is originally from Jamaica, and she is launched her single. Her name is Dovi, and she is singing Move Your Body. And make sure you enjoy it, because I do.
Move it. Every night I go searching, looking for a sign of your immortal shadow. I wish I'd see a sign, any sign would do. I just wanna know you're in a safer place now. Back to your old, healthy, happy self. And that you feel better somehow. I wish I could hear your voice
And that was Sorrentis. This is a submission all the way from L.A., beautiful Los Angeles, California. And the song was called What If I Never See You Again. Thank you so much, Sorrentis, for submitting your MP3. Next up will be Dorian Shawn with the song She Loves Me. But before I do that, make sure that we get a word from our sponsor. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show, and I'll be right back.
I founded Bespoke Wealth Management because I believe in providing sound, prudent investment advice with clearly defined fees, leaving your money in your investments without taking high commissions. Don't settle for expensive generic financial products created to serve firms, not clients. You deserve bespoke investments because you can't always tell a poor fit until you feel a bespoke fit.
There she stands, brighter than the morning sun. Her shape, her hair, her face is all amazing. And where she is, that's where I wanna be. Her kiss, her touch, her sweet smile. Never knew that love would catch me until your arrow hit me and you waltzed right into my life. Whoa, she makes me want to walk a straight line. Give love one more try. Heartbreak told me to never believe. Way back yonder used to love them and leave them, but now things have changed. Two kids, a house, and a golden ring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that all? She loves me. Riding on vows of love, my joy, my heart, my all. You're still amazing, and every day you get prettier and prettier. My love, my friend, my sweet wife. I never knew that love would catch me until your arrow hit me and you danced right into my life. Whoa, she makes me want to walk straight line. Give love one more try. Heartbreak told me to never believe. Way back in yonder used to love them and leave them, but now things have changed. Two kids, a house, and a golden ring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that all? She loves me. Oh, she loves me.
My name is Rebecca, and I'm an IT consultant and a busy mom of two. Between long hours at work and spending time with the kids, I have very little time to devote to cleaning our home. That's where I use Maidster's cleaning service. Maidster comes in and takes care of everything, from vacuuming the floors to doing the dishes and even the laundry. They are the best maid service in the Toronto area. As someone in technology, I really appreciate that it's so easy and hassle-free to book their services online, and they're so responsive to their customers. We also do our best to live as naturally and chemical-free as possible, and I love that Maester accommodates our chemical-free lifestyle by using green cleaning products to clean our home. I am so happy that they've given me my time that I wouldn't use anyone else. If you want high-quality and reliable cleaning services, go to www.maester.com and find out more. Thank you.
Never been somebody who knows what I want. But there's been this one thing, and it's got me wondering, boy, it's kinda hot. We're so connected.
Falling. She was, by the way, she is a Canadian singer-songwriter. I will be interviewing her pretty soon at the end of the month. I'm so happy and honored to be able to interview her and 80 Empire as well. So that's going to be an event. So she was nominated, by the way, for an award. So thank you so much, Andrea, for submitting your MP3 and congratulations on everything that you have accomplished. We have a couple of more songs, and I guess our show is coming up to an end. Oh, no. But don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow with an amazing guest in another fantastic show. I'll be back with another song from a submission. Actually, this is right off, my goodness, Holland. And the singer is Amuro, and this song is called The One. So thank you so much, Amara, for submitting your MP3.
There was something special about you. The minute you walked into the room, I knew you were the one. Tell me it doesn't change. This feeling that I have inside of me, why do I feel so strange? It's the feeling that brings me to my knees the minute you pass me by.
What a special thing I feel inside as I look into your eyes. You are the one for me and you. You make my dreams.
Daughters, through fear they act it out by showing bad behavior. information. Please do an home investigation. If you do have some concern, then seek outside opinion. The problem could be peer pressure. So seek an answer to prayer. Call your friends and your family. Don't you hide and feel guilty, because systemic racism could be a big part of the problem.
And that was Dovi with the song Holy Grail. Thank you so much, everyone, for being part of this amazing network. Thank you for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show from all over the world. We will say goodbye for now, and we'll be back tomorrow with another fantastic guest, another amazing show. Make it a fantastic day, everyone.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show.